and welcome. This is Trials and Tribulations. I'm Phil Airy, and I've got my two cohorts.
Sarah Owen Hughes.
And me, Faith Douglas.
Alan Titchmarsh, our very, very proud patron. We've just found out 18 years a patron. What does Horticap mean to you?
Horticap is the heart of horticulture. I mean, it's helping adults with learning difficulties who find so much solace, stimulus and sense of purpose here in this nursery at Horticap. It's a great local community service as well. I mean, people come here now to buy their plants, as they should. They're well grown, a lot of them locally grown. There's the most fabulous cafe in now as well. I sound like an advert for Horticap. Well, I am. Yeah. And the reason I've stayed associated with Horticap for 18 years and really enjoyed, literally, watching it grow is because it does such a valuable service, not just for the students here with learning difficulties, but also for the volunteers who help them, for the instructors, for all the people who donate things to Horticap. It's a way of enriching all our lives. It enriches the lives of the students immeasurably. Without Horticap, they'd be at a loss often to know what to do. This gives, we all need a sense of purpose. And Horticap in particular gives them a sense of purpose and self-worth. And what they produce, we're standing here in the greenhouse where they're making baskets at the moment for spring, which have got little tiny dwarf narcissi in the middle, polyanthus, little primroses all the way around them. And there is this basket. I'm taking one home with me now. Beautiful bit of spring. You come here, when you come to Horticap, it's easy to find, you know, just across the road from Harlow Carr, which is a hugely famous garden room.
And really good supporters.
And good supporters, as are Betty's. My favourite Yorkshire cafe and tea shop, you know. And it's you go away feeling better. Because, not just because you've been there helping other people, and that's an enormous part of it. There's a positivity that oozes out of Horticap because of what it achieves. You know, when I started coming here 18 years ago, there was very little here. You know, a shed and a bit of a greenhouse and whatnot. And to see what's been achieved over the past, as you say, in my case, 18 years, is just phenomenal. But it is so enriching for everybody involved.
And I think this lockdown has shown that horticulture is absolutely crucial for your mental health, whether it's forest bathing or whether it's just coming in the greenhouse and doing a bit of potting up. We've seen people come here to buy the plants, or as we did in lockdown, deliver the plants. It's been quite easy just to get rid of the plants. We said, no, the students have already been potting up. We need to get them out there, and people love the gardening. You were locked down, we were locked down, but we had some fabulous gardens. I feel sorry for the people not having gardens, you know, and I think this has shown the priority of green spaces and stuff like that.
It has, and it's brought it home to a lot of people who perhaps otherwise would have either taken it for granted or not noticed what they were getting from the open air, from green spaces, from countryside, from gardens. It's opened people's eyes to what that little patch of earth, if you've got one, or even if it's only a balcony outside your house, flat or whatever, can do for you. And I really hope that this last 2 years has proved its value and that people remember that. And I mean, why have I been involved in horticulture since I was 15 and I'm now far too old? Because I find it enriching. The world is increasingly frenetic. You watch the news every night and it's very easy to get depressed and feel powerless and you can't do anything about it. You can. And your individual work as a gardener or just as appreciating that open space, however tiny it might be, utilise it to make yourself feel better. And if you can actually potter about in the earth and make things grow, the sense of achievement you get from that is enormous. Mm. And that's what the students here at Horticap know. That's why they keep coming back year after year. That's why the volunteers who help them keep coming back year after year. It's enriching for all of us. And the outcome is plants for your garden. You know, you can come here and buy a bangy basket or a shrub or whatever to improve your own environment. And that sense of being able to make a difference, all right, on a very small scale, but all those little tiny patches joined together. It's all right going on about global warming and climate change and the environment, but unless you do anything, you're just adding to the hot air, which is exacerbating the situation. You, Phil, me in my small way, and all the volunteers here at Horticap, they are doing something practical about it. And that's hugely rewarding and hugely important, because if nobody actually took the trouble to do their little bit, nothing would happen at all. It's all right governments and great big organisations talking about it, but it doesn't actually achieve anything unless you, me, and everybody else does their own little bit. And it does matter and it does make a difference.
I think also we were talking to Shipley College, where you went, I went, and a lot of other great gardeners go. I think the students come here to be educated into horticulture and other things like social skills and artwork and things like that. But I think it's for other people to get out there. There's been a real increase in people wanting to do horticulture in colleges, in night schools, online. I think there's a real thrive now for people to, but wherever they go there to learn horticulture, it's just a gift.
It's also something that people often come to later in life. They come to it as a second career. And they always think, and say to people, you know, why did it take you so long to realise how good it was doing this job? You know, how enriching it is. I keep using that word, enriching, but it is to me. My life without growing things. It's a friend came round my garden and said, what a wonderful escape. And I said, well, it's an escape to reality, because it's such a turbulent world at the moment. But this is a constant. This, God willing, if we cherish it and take care of it, this will always be here. It grows, it develops. Trees get old, they fall down, we plant new ones. It's a planting opportunity. We have that moment of tragedy when a big old lion goes, a big old tree goes, and it's kind of, oh no, the landscape's changed. But it's natural.
Yeah.
That's what's meant to happen. And then after that moment of tragedy and heartbreak, we pick ourselves up, we plant something new, and then we watch it grow, and it grows faster than you think. I look at things, I've been in my current garden 20 years this year, and I look at things now and think, crumbs, that really needs, I need to plant something new now, because 20 years is quite a long time.
Yes.
But I know of nothing in life which makes life so much more joyous. So much more, that word's going to come again, isn't it?
Enriching. It is.
And as soon as people realise that, they're hooked. We've got them.
Yes.
But then the environment, I desperately want to, in my life, find a better word than environment to use. But it improves the environment. It improves the landscape, the countryside. Even if the countryside means a little patch of earth 2 foot square outside your back door, it matters what you do to it. I remember a lady saying to me once, I've only got a doorstep, what can I do? So I said, get some large pots, put them either side of your doorstep, and plant some single summer flowers in them that you know, insects will enjoy and pollinators will enjoy. And she emailed me a couple of months later, and she just said, I've got a bee! That bee doesn't know where it is, but it wouldn't be there unless that flower had been there. And if we all start thinking small, and don't think that all our thoughts have got to be big, all those little tiny things, as I said, they join together. So even if you're thinking small, even if it's only one pot full of flowers, you're doing your bit.
And I'll always remember when I talk to your lovely wife, and she says, whenever Alan gets a little bit stressed, I'll say, get out in that garden. That's where you're happiest.
It's true. It is. I am never happier than when I'm out there pottering, you know. We cope with all kinds of weather, you know, hail, sun.
And we've had it all this
weekend. We've had everything, in an hour. But on that lovely spring day, and the great thing about gardening in Britain is we're a cool, temperate climate, we get seasons. And spring follows winter. And we've had this time, and this winter's been very vibrant and violent with winds and storms, more named storms in a week than I shake a stick at. But then you see the dust pushing up and the snowdrops coming out. And you think,
yes,
if we didn't have winter, we wouldn't have spring. And I like going to tropics to warm my bones in winter. I haven't been for a while. But every day is the same. Bougainvillea, oleander, hibiscus, bougainvillea, oleander. I think, but here, snowdrops, narcissi, followed by tulips, followed by peonies, followed by sweet peas and roses, and then you get into... and on it goes. The seasonality of gardening in the UK is what keeps us fresh. And we're all now so desperate for spring, and it's coming.
So it's an absolute pleasure having you as our patron. I know this because the students love seeing you on all the television programmes you've got, especially the wonderful weekend edition. It's just, that is just a joy to watch. And Love Your Garden last night was just fantastic. Not sure I'd have that big pagoda thing, but it was, and it's just magical to see the faces when you've done all that hard work. But our students love watching you there. They don't see you as this gardening celebrity person. They see you as Alan, their friend, which is very, very important to them.
Well, that's very important to me too, because that's all I can offer is me.
Yes.
I'm just me.
Yes.
Not a big star. I'm just me, and I happen to do a job that a lot of people see.
Yeah.
But nothing gives me more delight than coming here to Horticap and being with them. Because it makes such a difference to their lives, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. So thank you for having me.
No problem. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. That's been another edition of Trials and Tribulations. Now, if you liked it, please subscribe and follow. But until next time, keep it green.